Hear the good news which we receive, in which we stand, and by which we are saved, that Jesus Christ was born, lived, and died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, and that he appeared to the women, to Peter, then to 12, and to many faithful witnesses. We believe he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He is our Savior, the victor over the powers of sin and death. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is our Lord and our God.
Amen.
And the people will respond with, "Be born in us, O Lord. Be born in every part of our lives. Be born in every place where we live until we are conscious of your presence in our joys and sorrows, in our fears and our failures, in our hopes and in our dreams, in our work and in our worship. Be born in us, O Lord, this day."
In
our Christmas confession, Almighty God, who sent a star to guide men to the Holy Christ Child, we confess that we have not always followed the light of your word. We have not searched for signs of your love in the world. We have failed to praise your Son's birth and refused his peace on earth. We have questioned the good news. We have expected little and hoped for less. Forgive us, Lord, for such self-serving symbols that mark our lives. Open our hearts to your abiding presence. May the joy of the angels become our joy, and may the devotion of the shepherds become our devotion. May the vision of the wise men become our vision. May the wonder of your love be born in us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated.